So people complain that the cheese doesn't stick to the pizza. So they ask Google, what can I do to make the cheese stick to the pizza? And Google says, use non-toxic glue. Like you should put glue on a pizza. See? The search engine's AI-generated responses have also said, geologists recommend humans eat one rock per day. A Google spokesperson told the BBC they were isolated examples. Some of the answers appeared to be based on Reddit comments or articles written by satirical site The Onion. Salim Simanga, Stiernazen, those are the guys who are going to lead this going forward, not the old guard. It's like if the ANC decided to suddenly bring out Thabo Mbeki again. You know. All right, let's get to Dr. Hanan because he's already on the line. Don't want to waste any time, and we don't have the resources to pay for Dr. Hanan's time any other time. So, Doc, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. You're looking like you're in the throes of winter. You look like you're ready for the cold.
It's got us. I came from Norway, but it's not pleasant. I can't wait for summer.
Did you say it came from nowhere or it came from Norway? Because both would be right.
Both.
All right. So this morning, I know that we try to bring up all kinds of things. We try to get to emails that people have, the things that they're worried about. But this morning, I thought we would just talk very generally about the way that this question from K&A came about. I hear everybody talking. This was in the comment section, by the way, for anyone who's following the origins of our questions for Dr. Hanan. So I hear everyone talking about their childhood trauma. Does everyone have childhood trauma? And does everyone have to deal with it? What do you say, Dr. Hanan?
So I think this question is very, very, very important because unfortunately, there's no consilience around what childhood trauma is or what trauma is. And unfortunately, the current definition that we have and the kind of accepted common definition that people have taken on is way too general. So people say that trauma is an event, a life event that has shaped your personality in some significant or profound way. Mm. And by defining trauma so broadly and casting the net so widely, the benefit is that you catch everybody, but the cost is that you catch everybody. So suddenly everybody has trauma, which is such a significant and such an intense and meaningful term. So I don't agree with that broad definition because suddenly that means that everybody has to go back and deal in inverted commas with a thing that profoundly affected their personalities because there's not a person on planet Earth that can't think of one event that has profoundly affected their personality. Does that mean that they're trauma? Does that mean that they have to go and deal with it? The answer is, of course not. There are many things that have profoundly affected our personality and that has made us who we are for the good or the bad. Mm. The question that I want people to ask themselves is, the way that you are now, irrespective of what has happened, is it allowing you your temperament, your personality, your character traits, your skill set? Is it allowing you to get from your point A to your point B? Is there an obstacle in the way that you're conducting yourself that stops you from reaching your goals and your visions? If the answer is no, I'm actually quite happy in terms of all the areas of my life. I am successful in terms of getting to my personal goal. I'm successful in my career. I'm successful in my financial security. I'm successful in terms of my health, I'm successful in terms of my relationships, then the things that have happened have shaped you in a really wonderful way. You have overcome it, you have worked with it, you have pivoted, you have adapted, and you've been able to reach point A to point B. But if there's something that is coming in your way that is not allowing you to get from point A to point B, then I sincerely hope that you actually take cognizance of it and start dealing with it.
Okay, so I'm just going to bring this up because I think this is why that comment came about, is that there are a lot of people they've become attached to the idea of everyone has to have some trauma. Everyone has to have, you've got to have something you can blame your parents for. Mm. And I mean, we give parents a tough time on this show, and I think they deserve it because a lot of parents are shitty. But there are a lot of parents who, you know, it's a very, very difficult thing to do because there isn't a guidebook and there's no way that every kid's the same. And it's hard parenting. Like, I'll give credit where it's due to parents who are doing their level best. But psychologists will sit most people down, your people, Dr. Hanan, they'll sit people down and they'll say to them, let's go through your child and find something for you to attach to that all of your trouble comes from, so that you can blame some event in your past rather than just take responsibility and come up with a plan moving forward. It's become very trendy for people to lie there and like wait to mine some shit from their teens.
It's very Freudian.
Yeah. And
so maybe not trendy, but it's more trendy. Old school.
It's trendy. People are still doing it.
Mm.
Am I wrong?
You know, you are right. And I don't subscribe to the old traditional model of therapy of let's unpack and repack and let's go figure out where it came from. Because there's a saying, if you look, you shall find. Yes. If you look for things that have happened that have shaped you in a profound negative way, you will find things that have shaped you in a negative and profound way. So imagine spending the next 20 years in therapy looking and going fishing, looking for the reasons of why you should be stuck. Because it is a defense mechanism to go back into the past and try to figure out for a lot of people, because it justifies why I am stuck. It justifies why I'm in a terrible relationship. It justifies why I'm not successful or financially secure. It justifies why I'm not able to set boundaries and live my true potential. So I don't subscribe to the model of let's go fishing in your past and figure out what has happened. I'm much more of a fan of this is where you're at. Your life experiences have made you this. You're a culmination of every single second of life experience. The way that you are now, is it allowing you to get from point A to point B, or are you stuck? And if you're stuck, let's get you unstuck. You know, it's like the analogy of taking your car to a mechanic. There's a puncture. The mechanic can speak to you about why you got the puncture, where you drove, how you drove, who was at fault. Suddenly you get into the government and why they're not looking after our roads and where our taxes are going. And before you know it, you're 3 years down the line, still stuck with a puncture because all you've discussed is the why. Hey, as opposed to just fix the puncture.
More important is that, did you kill Chewbacca and make a cushion out of him? That does look that like it great. Could be Chewbacca. I like
leave
it.
Him alone.
Well, at least he's been used. I mean, there's nothing worse than when someone shoots an animal and then they don't turn them into something. Yeah, I mean, like you just leave it out in the wild. So at least you killed Chewbacca for a reason, made a decent cushion. This is interesting. Brandon says, I had a chat with a friend the other day regarding how kids are raised and how we were raised. The response is always, I was beaten and I turned out fine. But did all of us actually turn out fine? And I want to throw this in because I listened to a podcast the other day with her on it. There's a great author called Abigail Schreier. She's just written a book called Bad Therapy, Why the Kids Aren't Growing Up. And I think it's really, really good. And I'm going to try and get her on the show. If I do get her in on the show, you've got to interview her with me, all right?
Love it.
Yeah, she's a really, really smart woman. She's she doesn't mind digging where other people would not fear to tread, you know? What is that? Have we lost?
Hello?
Did you freeze or did we freeze or did you just have nothing to say to my stupid comment?
I didn't see a question mark at the end of it.
Oh, I should have put the question mark at the end of it. Oh, no, I'm just asking that other question which came up here. Are we actually all okay? Because as much as on the one side, I've said a lot of people are digging for the stuff and look and you will find, as you put it. But there could be people who also are traumatized. They have had stuff and they haven't dealt with it. And that could be an issue, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Again, what's the definition of we're okay? Like I want to give you an analogy. It's like we're all born into the world like a perfect square and life dents us in a million different ways. And nobody ever goes back to being a perfect square again. So if the question is, can we ever go back to the naive, innocent, zero-day-old selves? Of course not, and we shouldn't. It's not even healthy. It's dysfunctional to go back and be naive and not learn the way of the world. So life dents us. Life teaches us how the world works, how human nature works, who to trust and who to not trust. Does that mean we're not okay? Again, I don't judge whether you're okay or not based on how you feel, because we know what I think about feelings. I judge whether you're okay or not based on whether you're able to get to your goal. If you're able to reach your goals, and most people will say, well, I don't know what my goals are. Well, that's the problem. But if you're able to reach your goals, then you're okay. And if you're not able to reach your goals, then you need to improve and develop.
I said there are 200,000 people who spoilt their ballots at the elections. I mean, those must be really low functioning people, because how hard is it to put the X in the box? You know, we've obviously got a lot of people who just take no responsibility for themselves. They literally need to be guided by the hand through life everywhere they go. And those are the ones who actually manage to register and get to the polls, still couldn't put the X in the right place. Very, very scary.
You know what, Gareth? Is there time for one more thing?
Yeah. I saw someone voted at your old school and you were like the tennis captain or something. I didn't know that about you.
That's great. For 2 years running. That's my claim to fame. Yeah, I played tennis for many years. And you know what? Maybe that's kind of a great segue, because my dream was to become a tennis player and a professional tennis player. And I took a year off school to play tennis and try and make it professionally. And during that year, I wasn't good enough to make it at tennis, but I started reading psychology books. And that's when I was able to jump ship into psychology. And in life, there's no real failures unless you stop. If you stop, then you consider whatever it is that you didn't reach as a failure. But if you continue moving and pivot and get data and learn from that data and level up, then you're able to look back at those years, those tennis years in inverted commas, and look at it as data that allowed you to get to where you want and where you need to be.
I love it. That's a great place to end it. Thank you, Dr. Hanan. Good to see you. We will catch up with you in a week's time. Awesome.
I look forward to it.
So people complain that the cheese doesn't stick to the pizza. So they ask Google, what can I do to make the cheese stick to the pizza? And Google says, use non-toxic glue. Like you should put glue on a pizza. See? The search engine's AI-generated responses have also said geologists recommend humans eat one rock per day. A Google spokesperson told the BBC they were isolated examples. Some of the answers appeared to be based on Reddit comments or articles written by satirical site The Onion.